This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville and Jason Bishop. Right now, we're going to tackle the team and talk about the Washington football team.
Tackle the team.
Not
That's
as
what
good
I
as
like.
The skin.
Cakesy,
I mean,
just tackle it.
Yeah, it's a downgrade.
It still hit the skins. JP keeps saying tackle the team, and no one's approved that. It's hit the skins still for now.
I know. It should be hit the skins forever.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Well, here's what's going on with the Washington Redskins. You just heard Earl Forsey talk about it. Josh Harvey Clemens, linebacker, is the second Washington football team player to opt out of the 2020 season. The former fifth round choice from will sit out this year because of COVID concerns. The Washington spent a fifth round choice on Michigan linebacker Kaliki Hudson, who could fill in for Harvey Clemens. He was Clemens was a seventh round choice. He's played in 35 games, 41 tackles, 1.5 sacks. Not a lot of production if you look at the total amount of
he's a depth guy. He's a backup
guy. Harvey Clemens.
I mean, I don't think it's a huge loss for the Washington football team. I mean, does it hurt your depth? Sure. But, I mean, I don't think Ron Rivera and Jack Del Rio are pinning their hopes on Josh Harvey Clemens.
Yeah, I heard Grant and Danny talking about this. Do you think some guys who are on the bubble of making a team's roster choose for the opt-out because it guarantees them that $150,000 stipend, potentially $350,000 if you're in the high-risk category?
Well, they're just drawing
versus
against
trying to make the team, because Josh Harvey Clemens, let's be real, he's not a lock to make the roster.
Yeah,
no, but I think he'd rather play and try to show the new coaching staff that
he's trying to earn another contract. Yeah.
You know, but
no, I think it's I don't think it's some sort of a ploy. I think it's a legitimate move.
No, he and his two sons have asthma, so he has real concerns.
There
about,
you go. Yep.
You know, spreading that, you know, to his children.
So how many total players for the Redskins have opted out?
I think it's just two.
Just two?
I think it's Caleb Brantley and Josh Harvey Clemens.
All right, so Brantley, and then in the NFL, it seems like there's, you know, a couple more every day, but around 50?
Yeah, apparently they have till Thursday now. Originally they had until tomorrow, but the NFL reached an agreement with the NFLPA, and guys have until tomorrow to opt out. But realistically, look, I mean, they have until Thursday. The season's not that far away. Like, if you actually look at the schedule, like, we would be talking, it would be lame, but we'd be talking about the Hall of Fame game this week.
Right.
And then next week it would be full go with preseason. So it feels totally different, but these guys got to let the teams know, because the teams have to figure out who's on their 80-man roster. Speaking of which,
and by the way, like you mentioned, Kaliki Hudson, who they drafted out of Michigan in the fifth round, now it's a good opportunity for him, because I assume he kind of steps into that slot as one of the backup linebackers, and it's a good opportunity for him if he's going to play.
Speaking of which, when I mentioned the 80-man roster, it appears that the Washington Redskins are going to add to their wide receiver depth chart. Dontrell Inman appears headed to Washington. Last year he played with the Colts, just 12 catches for 181 yards. He did have one season in 2016 with the Chargers where he caught 58 balls and had 810 yards, four touchdowns. So
here's exactly what Dontrell Inman is. If you're filling out like a daily fantasy football lineup, like on a Sunday, and you're just trying to just get it chock full of like studs, you're trying to get like Julio Jones, you're trying to get like Christian McCaffrey, then like you have a bottom feeder like slot, you're like, I'll throw in Dontrell Inman and hope he has, I don't know, four grabs for like 35 yards. Just get me anything. Get me anything on the scoring sheet. That's what Dontrell Inman is. He's going to be like a fifth or sixth wideout on any team he plays for in the NFL.
My daughter works at a local country club for the summer, and they had a tournament at this country club, and Eddie Royal, former Virginia Tech wide receiver, played in the league for, I don't know, 10 years or so, comes in with Dontrell Inman.
Okay.
And they played golf, I believe, in that tournament. I don't know if it was a club championship or some sort of a tournament over there. So, and my daughter says, yeah, Eddie came in with another player. And I said, who was that? And she said, I think his name was Dontrell. And she said, Dontrell Inman, maybe? I said, oh, Dontrell Inman. Wonder why he's in town. Well, there you go.
Interesting.
So Dontrell Inman was in town. Look, I believe he went to UVA.
I think he'll be competing for the number two job.
He is a UVA guy.
What was his best year? 810 yards.
2016. Yeah.
Well, let me just say this.
Oh, yeah. 58 catches for 810. Yeah, it's nice.
I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a great person. If Dontrell Inman is your number two wide receiver, that's a team that will win three or four games. I mean, yeah, there's no way he's going to be the number two wide receiver.
Well, right now,
even for a desperate Washington football team.
Well, without Kelvin Harmon, who it's not like he was some proven guy, it's either going to be Antonio Gandy-Golden, the rookie fourth-round draft choice from Liberty, or somebody like Cam Sims. Or if Cody Latimer gets off the football exempt list.
No Cody Latimer.
So it doesn't even – Cakes, they're all going to be bums, essentially, except for Gandy Golden, who could prove to be a really good player down the road. And maybe
sleeping a little bit on Gibson's skill set. Like, he could line up all over the offense and catch a bunch of balls in this
offense.
Okay,
but I've been told he's going to be a running back on this team.
I think he's going to be a whatever Scott Turner wants him to be.
I think he's
going to
be a hybrid.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, we'll see who lines up number
I'll bet you
I
this.
I think Inman's going to compete for that number two job.
If Inman makes the job, I'll bet you right now that Gibson has more catches than Inman. I'll bet that right now.
All right, well I'll
I'm
wait.
Horny for that, dude. I'm irrationally horny for Antonio Gibson.
I'll wait till we have a game. I've already taken an under on a Gibson bet, haven't I?
Who knows? Who's keeping track of all these things?
Jason mentioned on the Junkie Sports page that former Redskin tight end Jordan Reed signed with the San Francisco 49ers. I wanted to bring this up. Everybody was ready to move on from Jordan Reed just because they're frustrated. He's often injured. He's never played 16 games in his career. But I wonder if Redskins fans are happier right now with the current depth chart at tight end, or are there some who think that maybe they should have brought Jordan Reed back and given him a shot?
Because how does it hurt you?
He gets injured all the time, but I want to throw that out there. 800-636-1067. Because I'm looking at the depth chart right now, and we've talked about this several times here the last several weeks. Jeremy Sprinkle, Logan Thomas, Richard Rodgers, Thaddeus Moss.
I would rather.
Nobody in that group has proven anything.
Understood.
Jordan Reed, when he's on the field, is impactful. Even in 2018, all right, he didn't play in 2019. 2018, played in 13 games, and it was kind of a down year. We were disappointed. He had 54 catches. Do you think any of the tight ends on the current roster are going to sniff 54 catches?
No.
No, but if you can't count on him to be there, I think Redskins fans moved on. I think they moved on in 2018.
I understand that they moved on, but maybe that's the wrong move.
No,
I think the wrong move is for Jordan Reed to play.
Right, to do with seven documented concussions.
For his long-term health, I think it's the wrong move, but it's his decision. I think Redskins fans have said, you know what, Can't count on them. Too many concussions. Let's move on. I'm not saying they're happy with the current depth chart, and I'm surprised they didn't draft somebody at that position. I don't think they did.
Well, they've got Moss, who was the undrafted free agent.
Right, undrafted. But I think the Redskins fans moved on from him for a couple of years ago.
They had seen enough out of Jordan Reed. They had seen enough of him on the sidelines. And even with a cast of characters that's really done nothing at the tight end spot, I think most Washington football team fans are fine with Reed moving on, and you just try to piecemeal it out of the pieces that you have here.
Okay, but I'm looking at the guys on the roster cakes. If you look at the stats, I mean, you want to talk about
underwhelming. I know they're underwhelming.
Jeremy Sprinkle has been with the Redskins for three seasons. Last year was by far his most productive as a pass catcher. He caught 26 balls for 241 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was the most productive and proven guy. Richard Rodgers? When has Richard Rodgers done anything the last couple of seasons?
He's oft injured, too. So if he spends a lot of time on the sidelines, don't be shocked by that.
And, JP, maybe they just don't feature the tight end in the passing game. It's not like every team really focuses on the tight end. There are teams that have tight ends that catch 20, 30 balls. It happens. Maybe they'll feature all those receivers. Maybe they're going to throw to the backs more. Who knows with Scott Turner's offense? But you don't necessarily have to have a stud, a Pro Bowler at tight end.
You're right. They did feature a pretty damn good tight end in Carolina for years in Scott Turner's offense.
If you can get one, yeah. But you obviously couldn't get one this year, or they didn't focus on getting one. So they're going to throw more to the receivers.
Right. And throw to the backs. Throw to McKissick.
And hello, I've been told by a couple different people who know Scott Turner pretty well, they are going to run the ball a lot.
Oh, so he's like a mini Bill Callahan.
I think they like their cast of characters at running back. I think they really like Geis. They really
a lot of them.
Yeah, they like Gibson. They'll use him in a hybrid role, but they're going to feature those guys.
By the way, here's Richard Rodgers' numbers the last 3 years. In 2017, 12 catches. 2018, one catch. 2019, zippy.
Yeah, it's not a good graph.
Thad Moss has zippy. You can keep going down the list. All I'm saying is, I know that fans didn't want Jordan Reed to come back, but I'm saying maybe they should have just rolled the dice and just, you accept the fact that the guy's probably going to get hurt, right? He's probably going to get concussed at some point, but he's going to be more productive than anybody else you have
on
the roster.
I'm not arguing that, but I think the Washington football team, I think their mindset is we're going to bet on upside with Logan Thomas, and we're also going to bet on Thaddeus Moss going undrafted because he had the foot injury and that he's better than expected. I think that's what they're banking on at the tight end spot. I mean, if you want me to grade the tight end spot, it's like a D at this point.
That's kind.
It's a D. That's kind. Can we give
so.
Them an F?
Yes.
I give them a D minus. I'll just give them a pass. But I think that they're banking on Logan Thomas, you know, being a guy they could develop into a 30 to 35 catch guy. I think that's what they're hoping for when they signed him.
I mean, he is trending upwards, Cakes, because he's been in the league since 2014.
Yeah.
All right. So in 2014, 2015, 2016, zippy catches. And then if you look at the last 3 years, he went from 7 to 12 to 16.
So what's your point?
My point is they should have brought Jordan Reed back. They should have brought him back because these guys are bums who haven't done anything. And Jordan Reed, yes, he always gets hurt, and it's frustrating. But when he's on the field, he's better than all of those guys.
He didn't even play last year.
I understand.
What do you mean
that?
When he's on the field?
Okay, it doesn't hurt you. I don't think it hurts you to put him on the roster like the 49ers are going to put him on.
When did you become the head of the Jordan Reed fan club? The
fanboy
club.
When it dawned on me, they've got nothing at tight end, and he signed elsewhere. I just think maybe you should have rolled the dice with Jordan Reed.
Did it dawn on you that he was a free agent for 5 months?
I understand
that.
Nobody
else was interested.
Okay.
And he was the 30th ranked free agent.
Does it hurt you if you sign Jordan Reed? Does it hurt you?
No, but sure. You could. Why not? There's other guys you can sign.
But they haven't. They haven't.
They did.
Okay.
They signed Logan Thomas.
It's not a big name football. You got to have guys you can count on that can play. He's shown over the last 4 years he can't play. You can't count on him.
Why not? All right, now I'm going to make another bet. Now I'll make another bet. If JP is such a fanboy of Jordan Reed, Logan Thomas more catches in 2020 if he plays 16 games than Jordan Reed. Plays.
Well, it's not totally fair because the 49ers have a guy named George Kittle who's going to get most of the action.
You're making Jordan Reed sound like he's Kellen Winslow.
How about this? I'll take this. Let's go to Jordan Reed's stats and find the lowest total he's had on the year when he's played. Okay, he had 27 catches in 2017. That's his worst output.
Okay.
He only played in 6 games. Okay, so no game caveat.
Yep.
Will Logan Thomas have more than Jordan Reed's worst year, which is 27 catches? I'll take the under.
Sure. For a dollar, I'll go over 27 catches for Logan Thomas. What do I care?
By the way, Valdez,
get off the COVID list.
Valdez, I would love for you to find a clip of JP saying that the Skins have to move on from Jordan Reed. Because I guarantee
sure
he said it multiple times. I bet you $100 you said it multiple times in the last 2 years.
I can't believe he's so pro Jordan Reed.
I wouldn't be if they brought in
shocking.
Somebody decent, Cakes.
Go
they
find it for me.
Decent.
Yeah, but the thing is, decent means playing 13 games.
All right, how did JP?
There's a reason they tried to bring in Austin Hooper.
I hope Logan Thomas is a Pro Bowl.
I hope he's a stud. I hope he catches 80 balls. How do you know, JP, that Logan Thomas doesn't have potential to be a 50-catch guy when he's the featured tight end,
if that
happens?
I don't know that.
He might
You're
have
right.
that potential.
He, you know what? Why don't you bet on him making the Pro Bowl? Here's what I'm looking at, Cake.
I'm not saying he's Travis Kelce.
Here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at 317 total yards at tight end in 6 seasons. That's what I'm looking at.
He's a project. Okay, sometimes projects take a long time to develop and to finish, JP.
Yeah. Maybe he'll be a stud.
Every morning he wakes up, he doesn't have a cloudy head. He doesn't have a headache. He feels like he can get to practice, doesn't have to sit out. All right, that's the reason Jordan Reed's not on the Redskins roster.
He can tell you what day it is.
I'm praying Logan Thomas balls out in 2020. I hope he has 100 catches.
It's not going to happen, but that's a whole other debate. The team had to move on from Jordan Reed.
I believe he was a 4 or 5-star tight end in high school. I love hanging out. I love throwing that stat out there.
Well, didn't he play
Logan Thomas?
Well, didn't he play? Hold on, didn't he play quarterback in high school? He played quarterback in college.
He did, but I think he was originally recruited as a tight end.
Okay, all right.
Believe that's correct.
Well, he was a better quarterback.
He's almost 30, Cakes.
I understand. JP is the head of the Jordan Reed fan club. Apparently, I am a charter member of the Logan Thomas fan club.
I'm not really a member of the Jordan Reed fan club. I'm in the Jordan Reed is better than the guys they have on the roster right now fan club.
Okay, he's better when he's clear-headed and on the field, which is a difficult combination for him.
Jordan Reed was better 4 years ago.
Right.
You're stuck in 2015.
Yeah, I can't rely on a guy who has 7 documented concussions, which means he probably has another 20 undocumented concussions or head injuries. I just can't rely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Phone number is 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on the inane argument which we're having, I'm not saying Jordan Reed is going to be some fantastic player in the NFL this season. Who knows if he'll even make the roster in San Francisco? They have George Kittle. What Kyle Shanahan said about Jordan right now is, I think everyone is aware of Jordan's ability. When he's been healthy, he's played an extremely high level. He's been one of the best third down tight ends in the league when healthy. I know he hasn't been on the field for a little bit. I know he's very hungry to get back out there. He hasn't got to do much of that lately. All I'm saying is, given the tight end situation right now, they have Thaddeus Moss, big name, but it's not like, I know he had a great last game for LSU, but it's not like he caught 80 balls for LSU. Don't kid yourself. He wasn't the number one receiver there.
JP, they got three NFL receivers and a first-round running back.
Yeah, they're littered with NFL talent up and down that roster.
That's unfair.
Understood, but there's a reason why he wasn't drafted. He was undrafted, okay? So I don't think you should have huge expectations there. Richard Rodgers, his dad's like a coach on the team. He hasn't produced in 3 or 4 years in the NFL. Logan Thomas, maybe he's got this fantastic upside. He's a 7-year project, and this year he's going to become a Pro Bowler. And we've seen Jeremy Sprinkle. All I'm saying is kind of what John Lynch said about Jordan Reed. High risk, high potential, high reward. You know, it may not work out, but it possibly could have some upside. And look, there's no preseason. The last time he missed the season was because he got a concussion in the preseason.
Right, and somebody's headhunting and hit him square in his dome.
So here, you'd at least get one regular season game out of him. I don't know.
Look, I hope he avoids any more head trauma. I hope he goes out and catches 60 balls in the 49ers offense.
Well,
he's healthy.
Kittle.
He probably won't, but I just hope he's healthy and isn't, you know, carried off the field in a stretcher. I want nothing but good things for Jordan Reed into his future. I mean, it's crazy that he's even considering playing at this point with all the documented head trauma he's suffered. But look, he's living his life. It's his choice. Look, I don't think any of these Redskins tight ends have any Pro Bowl potential, but I think that Rivera and company just look at this group as, you know, we're going to throw a bunch of darts and hopefully one of them hits or comes close to a bullseye. Well, I don't think they think they have any sort of Pro Bowl talent.
Well,
they're not kidding themselves.
JP, let me ask you this. So, like Delanie Walker, who's 35 or 36, and the Patriots are interested in and the Ravens are interested in. Would you be upset if the Redskins went after him?
Nope.
So you're basically saying anyone.
Anybody that could possibly upgrade the tight end room, because right now weak.
So why are you not on shouting from a mountaintop that the Redskins need to sign Delanie Walker?
Because the story came out yesterday that Jordan Reed signed. It's relevant based on the news that Jordan Reed just signed. And I'm just throwing out there that maybe they should have been the team to roll the dice on Jordan Reed and not the San Francisco 49ers.
They did roll the dice the last 5 seasons, and they got bit in the ass by it.
No, they got actually a lot of production if you look at the numbers. And I posit and I stand by it. We've made the bet that even his worst season where he had – only played in 6 games and had 27 catches is going to be better than anybody else on the current Redskins roster in terms of tight end production.
I don't think they got a ton of production in the last 5 years. He didn't play for one of them, and he played 6 games in another. That's not a ton of production.
Let's go to Brendan in Richmond, listening to us on 910 The Fan in Richmond. We love our Richmond affiliate. What's up?
Hey, guys. No, nobody is mentioning that Jordan Reed is like the worst blocking tight end in the NFL. I mean, you got Haskins, your first round quarterback back there, and you want to run, you know, probably 70% of the time. You don't want Jordan Reed blocking on the line.
Now, that's a good point.
I'd be curious to know whether or not they've floated Ryan Kerrigan out to like Tampa Bay for O.J. Howard. It just seems like we have so much depth at the defensive line. And I don't know how they're going to pay Allen, Payne, and Ioannidis all at the same time in a couple of years. So I just would, if I was them, I would definitely whether it's reaching out to Cleveland about Njoku or Tampa. Now, Tampa doesn't have any cap space, so that would probably be the problem there because Kerrigan.
I don't know that Tampa's going to want to move on. I understand Tampa has Gronk this year, but Gronk is not going to be some sort of long-term solution for the Buccaneers at tight end. So I'm guessing they keep O.J. Howard. They also have Cameron Brate.
They also have Cameron Brate. So I would have thought that if they were going to make the move for Howard, it would have already happened. I could be wrong. Maybe it happened sometime this summer. But, yeah, I would agree. I think.
And by the way, I can always just put in the back seat the blocking portion of being a tight end. Like, if you give me a tight end who's going to catch 80 or 90 balls, I really honestly don't care if he's a D-level blocker. Like, I can live with that. Like, do you think Travis Kelce is the greatest blocker in the NFL? No, but he's going to catch you close to 100 balls in that Chiefs offense.
Mm-hmm.
So I can let that slide as far as your tight end play.
And Valdez, if Delanie Walker's available, if I'm the Redskins, I would bring him in. I don't care if he's 35 years old. He actually had 21 catches last season. Now, that doesn't sound great, but that's better than Logan Thomas.
I'm just doing the math here. So Jordan Reed played. He was with the Skins for 7 years, including last year that he didn't play. All right. Mm-hmm. So what's 7 times 16? 16 games a year. That's over 100 games.
It's like 142-ish. Is that right? I don't know. I'm not sure if that's
do the math real quick. Come
112.
On. All right, 112 games. He started 35 games in 112 possible games. That's the reason Jordan Reed's not here anymore.
Right.
35 starts in 112 possible games.
JP has this obsession with
absurd.
With old washed up players that he thinks that they're going to return to glory all of a sudden. He's like he's trying to get a flash in a pan.
Again, I'm not making the argument that he's going to return to glory.
JP, I just did the math for you. They basically could rely on him 33% of the time. How do you want him back?
Okay, I've seen that he's played 65 games.
He started 35.
Okay.
He started 35.
I don't know where they come up with those numbers.
Your tight end should be starting more than 65 games.
Okay, he had 87 catches in 2015. They only give him 8 starts.
That was 5 years ago.
I understand that, but my point is that those numbers, it's a little bit of fuzzy math to say that Jordan Reed only started 8 games in a season where he caught 87 balls.
Well,
like, I don't know where they
the
come
numbers
up with
are
the
what
start.
They are. I'm looking at them. 35 starts.
He played in 14 games that year.
Okay, 65 games out of 112.
He may not have been on the field on the very first snap. Maybe that's where they come
JP,
up with the
he's
start.
Played. Hold on, JP. He's played 19 games in the last 3 years.
Understood.
How's it understood if you're still arguing about it?
I'm arguing.
It's not understood.
I'm arguing that it's worth the risk. You disagree with me. I'm on John Lynch's side. You're GM.
Everybody disagrees with you.
Your GM side.
He hadn't made the team yet.
Okay.
And he's got a bunch of incentives.
Why would it hurt the Redskins to do the same thing?
Because they got a new coach. They've decided to move on. And maybe the blocking has something to do with it. I don't think it's a bad move. You're the only one who thinks it's a bad move. You're the only one in town.
You mean the I mean,
you're the only one in a city of 6 million people that thinks Jordan Reed should still be here. Unbelievable.
You're the only guy stumping for him.
I happen to agree with the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers.
Okay. Well, he hasn't even made the team yet. So let's not get crazy with John Lynch. It's not a brilliant move.
Now, if he goes
he knows he doesn't have to rely on him because he's got the best tight end in football. In the
sure. It's a luxury. It's a luxury signing. Now, if he stays healthy, goes out, catches 60 balls, and scores 6 or 7 touchdowns, John Lynch looks like a genius.
Right.
But if he goes out and gets dinged in the head and can't see the field, then, you know, it's a one-year deal. You didn't risk a lot to sign the guy.
That's all I'm
saying.
Who
nobody else wants to sign,
by
the way.
I think the Redskins.
As Trapp T-shirt brought
all
up.
I'm
He's
saying
been on the market for a billion years, and nobody wanted him.
That's fine. The Redskins just signed Trevor Inman. Is that going to move the needle? Really?
Dontrell Inman. Not that
Dontrell,
matters.
Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Look at what they have at receiver and tight end.
Trust me. I know
How
that
about
they're...
you bring in some talent? If he doesn't make the team, he doesn't make the team. The same situation that the 49ers have is what the Redskins could have done.
Look,
giving him
Jason,
an incentive-laden
contract.
We're
never going to convince JP. He's going to die on the Jordan Reed hill.
I'm begging you, let's move on from Jordan Reed. We've done two segments on Jordan Reed. It's pointless.
I know the next
He's not here. He's not coming back.
We're not doing three Jordan Reed segments.
Did you hear Jordan Reed's presser?
Oh, I can't wait.
I knew that was coming.
I thought it was going to be Ken Norton.
I knew that was coming.
It'll always make me laugh, LB. It was well timed.
All right. Let's move on. Take us to break, JP. It's okay. I know you really want to argue for Jordan Reed again for another 12 minutes, but we're not going to do it.
Hold on a second. Ricky, right. Okay. I need to tell you about GovSmart.
GovSmart.
You have a Jordan right now.
Yes. GovSmart has been serving government for more than 10 years, designing the IT solutions that make environments more efficient, responsive, and secure. Top-level status with manufacturers allow GovSmart to maximize budgets, and GovSmart simplifies procurement with government-wide acquisition contracts, SBA hub zone status, and excellent past performance. GovSmart, intelligent IT solutions for government.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Scheduled to join us momentarily is John Arand from Sports Business Journal. And I believe John is on the line with us now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Did you watch the Caps yesterday?
Of course. Had it on. That was great. Caps and the Wiz, too, on the Plus channel. It's almost like being normal.
A bonanza. As we talk about the return of sports, I know you're somebody that follows ratings. We were talking about this yesterday. How's the NBA done ratings-wise since its return?
The NBA has tracked, you know, all of the different sports leagues are doing the same things, where as soon as they come back, there is a hunger for people wanting to watch it, and so the ratings are up pretty big, you know, right around 30, 40, even 50%. And then eventually what people are expecting is over the next several weeks, you're just going to see this downward trend, and it's going to go back to the mean, and it's going to go back to what the general viewership is. But the ratings so far, people are just so hungry for this kind of content, and they're coming back big time at first. But okay, that doesn't suggest that it's going to stay there.
Yeah, because I had seen that it was lower than expected, but maybe that was just the opening game on TNT where you had Zion coming back and he only played 15 minutes. But that's good.
Yeah, great
to
shot to Zion on the sidelines, kind of looking plaintively, like, right, wanting to get in, yeah.
So you're somebody that follows the business of sports. The XFL, before the pandemic, was, I don't know if it was going strong, but I know here in D.C. some people are into it, and then it just collapsed because of COVID. The Rock bought it for $15 million. Is that what it is?
$15 million. What a steal that is if that goes through at that price, which is not a certainty.
Hold on. You think that's a steal for The Rock and the Redbird Capital Group that he partnered with?
Well, Redbird is the one that's really financing this, but okay. $15 million for a league I think that one thing that remember the AAF and the XFL, and there are all of these failed leagues in the spring, but one thing that about spring football is that the TV ratings have been generally okay. You know, I mean, they're not great, but certainly not horrible. Sponsorships have come around there, so they're making money off of that. Attendance and at game venues, you know, if they play in smaller stadiums, is generally pretty good. There is a path for spring football to work and to take a sort of a $15 million sort of and use what Vince McMahon has already lost $200 million on, sort of use that game plan to move forward. I think that it's a really good bet by The Rock.
Whatever happened, John, with that lawsuit, Oliver Luck, I think, sued Vince McMahon for wrongful termination. I don't know if you paid attention to that. That was back in April, so maybe it's already been resolved, but I didn't follow up on it.
He was trying to get paid.
Yeah. Were there multiple lawsuits, not just Luck? Were there a bunch of guys who said, hey, they owe me money and just never got it?
Yeah, if there's Vince McMahon, there's multiple lawsuits. No, that's something that's still going through the courts. Oliver Luck, possibly the most liked person that I've ever covered in on the business side of sports. I mean, people just really, really like that guy. But I think that's one of the holdups, and that's one of the reasons why you take a look at the $15 million. I think from everything I've been told, this deal is going through, but there are so many creditors that are looking at that price and saying, like, wait, they owe us $15 million. And so they're trying to get that they're trying to get paid too. So they're trying to get the price higher so that they can get more money out of it. So the bankruptcy court has to approve all of this stuff. And once they approve it, then they can move forward. But it'll be interesting to see whether it'll stick at 15 or I suspect it's going to have to go higher than that.
Talking to John Oran, Sports Business Journal. Let's talk about the Monday Night Football booth. I don't even know if it's official. I just saw the rumors. Steve Levy, Louis Riddick, and Brian Griese, right?
Yeah, it's not official yet because they haven't signed anything yet. But they've all been told that they're going to get it, and we'll see if they decide, you know, oh, I need a Tony Romo money. They're not going to sign the deal. But so far, it looks like it to be official. I'm not sure if it's a long-term play. Remember, the NFL rights are up, and everybody's negotiating for those, and ESPN wants a much better schedule than it has been getting. ESPN wants to start putting games on ABC and be part of the Super Bowl rotation. And, you know, is that booth a booth that the NFL wants to call a Super Bowl game? I don't know yet, and that really matters. So this could be a kind of a stopgap, you know, 1 year, 2 year, until they get, you know, until they finally land Peyton Manning, who is somebody they've been negotiating with for, you know, for what seems like a decade, or some other like high priced talent that's coming from another network when their contract goes up. So nobody knows whether this is 1 year or whether this is a long-time play for ESPN.
We're joined by John Oran, media reporter for the Sports Business Journal. Pretty refreshing news yesterday with Joe Burrow coming out and basically saying he's going to bank all of his NFL salary money and live off his endorsements. I would guess more athletes would go down this road, but is this just more realistic for a guy like Burrow, the number one overall pick, because he's going to have a ton of endorsements and a lot of income revenue coming in from that stream, you know, like a fourth round linebacker, you know, out of, you know, Michigan isn't going to get the same sort of money coming in as a Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that fourth round linebacker kind of wants to get free shoes, I think. So, that's something that somebody like Burrow is able to do just because he is the number one pick. He's going to get a signing bonus. He's going to get is slotted in and knows how much money he's going to get. So he's able to do that. I would suggest probably most of the first round, or at least the top half of the first round, could be able to do that. And then it's going to get a little bit tighter. It's also going to be, a lot of what I do now, I'm asking a lot more questions and giving a lot more answers than I typically do when I come on. But nobody knows whether the sponsorships for individual athletes is going to remain as vibrant as it was before the pandemic. I mean, all these sponsors are losing money, and all of them are during the pandemic, and all of them are trying to figure out sort of new ways to get their messages out there. So is athlete endorsement something that they're still going to pursue? I think probably, but I'm not sure how heavy they're going to be on that.
John, what about national ratings on the return of baseball? Have you noticed any jump there? ESPN's got a triple header today. Pirates Twins at 2, Mets Nats at 7, and then there's a late game. I can't remember who it is. Angels Mariners. So you got three games on the national network. Obviously, MLB Network has games every day. Are the numbers jumping for the national games?
Not really. They started coming back, but it's kind of hard, Lurch, because like the like 2 p.m. I know most people are at home, yeah, but they're still not conditioned to turning on a television at 2 p.m. during a work day. So that, you know, just because it's such a compressed schedule of 60 games, and I think you're also going to see this with the NBA. I mean, when you talked about, and the NHL, when you talked about the Caps and Wiz, they were both on sort of late afternoon. You know, I had to, in fact, I was on Twitter, and I saw somebody tweeting about the games. I was like, oh, I forgot they were on, and that's what got me to turn them on. So ratings are going to be kind of tough, especially now, too, because you have the NHL playoffs going against the end of the NBA regular season, going against the PGA Tour on Golf Channel during the week, which, by the way, the PGA Tour, those are ratings that have increased and have stayed very, very high throughout. Love it. Which has been somewhat surprising.
Good job, Jason. Way to watch. You and Valdez, you're moving the needle.
It should be crazy this week with the PGA Championship. Of course, Tiger coming back.
Could you imagine if Tiger's in the hunt? I mean, those numbers are going to be ridiculous.
He won't be. His back will start bothering him on Friday afternoon.
Plus, it's in prime time.
That's right.
It's out there, yeah, in San exactly. Francisco. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But the what if, everybody loves that what if question.
John, as a business guy, a guy who covers business in the world of sports, how do you read things on the Washington football team, the rebranding? How do you see this thing playing out?
Hey, what are you guys doing? Are you using the old name at all?
We go back and forth.
We slip into it, but I'm trying to say Washington football team as much as possible.
Yeah, I think for the first time in one of my stories, I mean, I grew up in Washington, right? The first time I physically did not put the name in there when I wrote about them, just because I felt like once the team had come out and kind of said, okay, we're not using it for certain reasons, that was sort of my way not to do it. But a name change is going to take a lot longer than people think. They can't. It's not just a simple point of just saying, like, okay, we're going to be, you know, the Red Hawks or whatever the new name is going to be, and just start calling them that. There's marketing that they have to go through. There's logo they have to go through. There's copyright issues they have to figure out. I mean, this is a process that generally takes teams, around 2 years to complete. So if they do it. On a really expedited basis, they'll have it done within a year. But this could really drag on for a couple of years, I think.
Now, John, you wrote about ESPN making a play for Thursday Night Football. How do you see that working out?
Well, right now, all of the networks had one meeting with the NFL, and then nothing else has been scheduled. So the NFL is really focused on COVID and trying to get back into the game's playing again this fall. So they haven't been focused on the media rights at all. But when they went there, you know, NBC said it wanted to keep Sunday night. CBS and Fox said they wanted to keep Sunday afternoon. And the wild card was ESPN. ESPN basically came in and was like, they pay almost double what these other networks pay.
Wow.
For the worst schedule by far. And the NFL always did that because it was what they called the cable package, and you know they thought that, you know, ESPN built up its billions off of the NFL. You know, once they got NFL programming, they started charging cable operators a lot more money to do that. So they wanted to get a lot of money back. Well, all the broadcasters are getting paid the same way now too by the cable operators. So ESPN is drawing a line in the sand. And they're saying we need a better schedule, and that's either a better schedule on Monday Night Football, or give us another package because we pay more than all those other guys. So
right.
Let's go.
Yeah, we want better games. Thanks a lot, John. Appreciate the time as always.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It's our pal John Arand, Sports Business Journal. Coming up next, the boys behind the glass have a cameo update.
Oh.
You don't want to miss. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.